Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the show. I need to tell you my favorite thing that is going on this summer. Okay? So I get a lot of magazines, right? I get a lot of subscriptions. I've got the fashion ones. I've got the gossip ones, my guilty pleasure. And I tend to save them all. Whenever I'm, you know, for a while I was like kind of hoarding in my trunk when I was like going to doctor's appointments, but then I went on vacation with my family and my mom was like, why do you have 25 magazines with you? Like my back hurt from carrying them all. And it's because I like feel like I don't have time to read them, but I'm going to find a time. Okay, listen to this. Next issue is the most genius thing I've ever heard of. It's like the Netflix of magazines. You pay one price and you get unlimited access to your favorite magazines. It's so easy. It's every magazine that you want to read. They have for men, women, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, for fashion, they've got Allure and Vogue and Elle and Cosmo. If you're in entertainment, Us Weekly, People Magazine, you get it. It's every magazine you want, which if you went to the airport and you were going somewhere, you'd buy a magazine, it would cost you $8. And now you could spend $9.99 and get every magazine you want. Oh, here's a good part. Share it with 5 people. You pay that one price, I could give it to my friends, you could give it to your family, you can read it on your tablet, on your smartphone. I just think this is brilliant and I want you all to have a free month. So check it out if you like it. It doesn't even cost you anything. Go to nextissue.com/EM, like Emily, but just M. That's nextissue.com/EM and you get a free 30-day trial. So check it out. It's going to change your summer. It's going to change the way you do business, the way that you read and consume. It's amazing. It's freaking me out because I love it so much. That's nextissue.com/EM.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Sex with Emily. Do you ever wish you were a fly on the wall of an epic girl talk? You know, the ones that you imagine, like we're sitting around, we're talking about sex, dating, what we really want in bed, what we're not telling you, fantasies, stuff like that. Well, that's what the show is all about. I've got amazing guests on the show. I'm also here with Menace, and it's going to rock your world, so thanks for listening. You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Well, you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, check out our blogs. You guys, just some people, you might not want to listen every day. It might be hard for you. We do 2 podcasts a week, but there's also great stuff on our site about a lot of things that we talk about. So check that stuff out.
All right,
what
kid.
Up, Venice?
Hey, how you doing?
You're like, good, get over that. What? Go.
Something really cool happened. I was doing the morning show here in LA, and somebody called in from Ecuador and says that they listened to the Sex with Emily podcast.
Really?
Yeah. And then they were listening to the morning show that I do. It was crazy.
That is crazy. Dude, yeah. We're just taking over.
And they go through like some crazy process where they can listen to your show and then the morning show, the Woody show that I do, where they like log into the internet in America from Ecuador. It's insane. But
that's
so they go
through,
they go through a lot of
a
lot of effort to listen to the show. So shout out to them.
That is a shout out to my Ecuadorian fans and our Australian fans. I know I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but for some reason, Menace, I don't know if you were on the show when I mentioned this, that we had 6% of our listeners from Australia last year, and now 30%.
Wow.
And I don't know, they're getting down there.
Yeah.
They're getting down in Australia, so I welcome my Australian listeners, and I love you all for listening. It's awesome. So tell me what's going on in Australia. Like, what don't we know? Just a new crazy sex move. Okay, I am here with Anna David.
I just had a thought about Australians.
Go.
That's
and,
all
and
I was
Dan-
raising my
Danielle.
Hand.
Okay. Okay, go.
Wait, finish the intro and then I'll say.
No, I mean, we're good. We're rolling. I mean, I love the show because I invited two guests back that have been on the show several times, and you guys are awesome. Danielle, Anna was just on recently. We did a show about online dating.
We did.
And that was super fun.
Super
fun. And Danielle was on talking just about everything sex.
My disastrous dating life and sex life.
Yeah, that was a hilarious show. Danielle Stewart, and we're all friends, BTW, and I'm like, let's just have a girl talk with some men here who can pitch
in. I'm one of the ladies.
You're looking very feminine.
Oh, thank you. I'm always looking very feminine.
To get into some stuff about, you know, like what we, you know, like the kind of things that we talk about that people are like, do girls, you know, really talk about, but what is going on in our dating lives, how it's changed, how we approach people about what we want in bed, fantasies. We're just going to get into it. But what were you going to say about... And then I'm going to give all your handles and stuff in a minute. But
it was
go ahead,
it
Anna.
Was so not worth disrupting for my comment about
That's
Australians
fine.
Who are the most fun people you will ever meet. So no wonder they're interested in sex. And they drink a lot, let's be honest.
Yeah, they
and
do.
Sometimes those things can go together.
Every time I have friends that visit, say it's like one of the best times that they ever had.
Australians?
When they go to Australia and
right,
check
it's
it
like
out.
They're down under. Like right. That's their logo. They're like right. tagline yeah. is we go down under.
I mean, New Zealand, not the same. I went there. It was
I know.
Really
and
boring.
Then they beef not with each the other. They're like, I am not from Australia. Right. I am from New Zealand.
It's like the San Francisco right. LA fight.
Yeah.
It's like the San Francisco LA fight, but no one in LA knows that they're in a fight with San Francisco.
Yeah. Same with the New York LA fight. It's like you got like, like, we love New York. We love San Francisco. What's your problem with
right.
us?
I know.
Right. Everyone hates LA. Exactly. So everyone in San Francisco, yeah, you know, they don't like it. But it's cool. We love each other. So Anna David, she's an author, a journalist, has her own goddamn podcast you should all listen to. It's called After Party Pod. She's the creator of After Party Magazine, a company dedicated to trying to show addicts sober and not sober alike and loved ones of addicts what recovery can be like. And she's a really good friend of mine. At Anna B. David on Twitter. At After Party Site on Twitter.
Yes, it is.
And then your website, afterpartypod.com?
Afterpartymagazine.com. And you can get the podcast there.
That's perfect. Danielle Stewart.
That's me.
That's Danielle Stewart. Danielle Stewart, Stewart.com.
Like John.
This is all on my
like
website.
Rob.
Like John, that's easier. Danielle at DanielleStewart.com, at the Danny Stew. We'll do this all at the end too. It'll be on our website on Twitter at the Danny Stew. And Facebook.com/the Danny Stew.
You
Danny.
Got it.
And Danny has done a lot of things. Danny is just hilarious. She's a comedian. She's a writer. She writes at After Party Magazine. She recently hosted the AVN Awards.
That's right.
She rocked. She killed it. Friends were sending me pictures because I told everyone to look out for her, which they're like the porn. They're like the Academy Awards of
porn.
For porn,
yeah.
And you were killing it. People
Thank
said
you.
Like, oh my God, your friend's so good. Because like I was so proud that you were doing it. I was like, oh my God,
and you were
I'm
also scared
it.
I was going to bomb.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I kind of know her. And then like, she's my best friend.
And as a comedian, like how, you know, how do you keep a straight face and not... You know, when the girls are crying for best anal and stuff like that.
I think Danielle takes it pretty seriously.
Oh, I'm very serious about it. I think it's funnier when actors cry about their Academy
oh,
Award.
Definitely.
I'm like, you got paid like millions of dollars. These girls are getting paid like the same as me.
Yeah.
And they have to take like, you know, fists in the ass and stuff. So like I respect them more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also I'm so obsessed with myself that I'm not even thinking about what they're saying or doing. So
at least you can admit that. So so I thought we would launch in here. Is there anything else that I missed that you guys would like to talk about? About yourself. Well, at the end, we'll promote it.
Right? No.
Everyone feel good.
Well, just my sex credibility. I was the sex, dating, and relationship expert on G4's Attack of the Show for 4 years.
A very popular
Anna, that's
show.
True. That's true. Anna, that's how we met. Like, I still think of you as that until recently.
We met, sort of. We've talked about this before, over our shared sex work.
Right.
Does that not sound crazy?
I know, we're sex workers. We met over our sex work. And my ex had a crush on her. She doesn't remember.
Yeah, please.
But yes, she's very well-cred. And Danielle's very
endowed.
I've never heard all of your like crazy sex stories, Danielle.
Yeah,
I haven't done your stand up, and Anne is always like, "Oh, talk to Danielle." I mean, we've talked about other things, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I would like to get into it. And the first thing I wanted to read, though, there's 20 something sex versus 30 and 40 something sex, and we're like all in our 30s, a little bit of 40s. This study came out, 89% of women between the age of 45 and 55 are super experimental in the bedroom. And it also says that women in their 40s have a much better chance of orgasms and their
30s. 100,000%.
Yeah, and in your 20s, women, not so much, which doesn't surprise me because you're not as comfortable with yourself. So, you know, what do you guys think about this? How is the biggest difference you've noticed in your sex life from your 20s to your 30s now?
Oh, my God. I mean, I was sleeping, you know, around a lot in my 20s. And I was energetic and enthusiastic, but not skilled. You know, I mean, maybe the skill was that, like, I showed up and I had, like, a smile on my face.
Enthusiasm is the one.
Exactly.
The attitude is
I had an attitude of gratitude about it. But I certainly wasn't. Well, first of all, I was drunk. So that's.
There's that.
I'm a sloppy drunk. Like, I've peed, passed out, like the whole thing. So, you know, that's not good. But so into my 30s.
Sober now.
Right, sober now. But I kept hearing that we were going to have like this, the sexual peak, right, is like 35. That's what I heard. And I'm not, you know, none of us are 35 yet. But as I near 35, I didn't really feel that happening. But I will say that I understand my body now. And I'm in a relationship where I know exactly what I like, and I'm able to, like, you know, communicate that with him. Actually, you know what? I haven't had to actually communicate it. There's like, it's hard with the direct communication. Like, excuse me, my clit's actually over there. That's hard. Thankfully, that's not the case. But in terms of knowing what I like, I'm able to, like, you know, moan at the right times and so to give him
to guide him through your voice.
Exactly.
So nonverbal communication.
Direction. Yes.
So this is a new guy.
Yes, and
he's so cute. I met him at an epic birthday party.
Yeah. Yes, he's very cute.
So you haven't had to give him direction.
No, I mean not moaning. Anything other than just typical couple adjustment. We seem to have, and that's just luck. We seem to have the same rhythm, which is rare. And by the way, I don't think that necessarily means if you don't have the rhythm, it doesn't mean that you're not compatible.
Right.
But we just happen to have that, which is like, oh, thank God that's out of the way.
Thank God. What about you, Anna? How long do you wait when you're with someone to talk to them about, I need a little help, or I need you to do this or that, or do you not?
The first time, I would say. But I would say...
Very direct.
Speaking
to why mess around? Why waste time?
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like the faking orgasms thing. Like, how are you ever going to learn? I'm not doing you any favors if I'm pretending to be having fun when I'm not.
But,
I don't fake laugh either. So... so
it's painful when you think you're really funny.
I fake both.
Good to know, Daniel.
Well, I don't... Well, I faked in my 20s. I made a rule.
I did too. I'd nice.
Yeah, I made a rule where I stopped because... exactly what you said. I felt like I was ruining it for other women too.
Yeah, exactly. Your future replacements.
It's true.
But I will say, you know, for me, I actually, not just I had no idea what I liked and what I didn't like, but I my body was not capable of what it's capable of now. And, you know, and also I've told both of you guys this, I went off of a medication that had a serious numbing effect. And so that was a year ago, and it's a completely different world now.
I love this. So tell me about this world.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
It's a good world. Well, I mean, I used to basically not be able to orgasm unless it was like oral sex with a ton of fantasy.
Right.
And
fantasy in your head. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of work. I mean, serious
effort.
How
long did it take?
You know, a long time, and it also was never a guarantee.
Right.
And now it's basically, just making out without any fantasy whatsoever. You know this.
I want that. I think that's amazing. I haven't had that in a while. That is really, that's just.
You're as efficient as you are in the workplace.
That makes sense. You've just learned to goddamn that numbing. It's like, I'm so glad that went away for you. So here's my question about, you brought up a good point about fantasy. So when you'd be fantasizing, for example, what were you thinking about when a guy was performing all the sex?
Well, I had a go-to. It was never about somebody else, really. Like, this is, I never really talk about this. Mine is sort of like, it's so embarrassing.
Just say it.
Like, you're a teacher-student situation.
Oh, that's a good one.
The best sex I ever had was with this guy who was like a professor, and we would sort of do a little role-playing around that. But that's seriously hot.
So in your mind, you're like, he's going down to me. I'm a schoolgirl. I was late for class.
Not schoolgirl. College student.
College student. No, but I'm saying.
So it's like a power. It's a power thing. Okay. For sure.
I want to piggyback on that because I met my current boyfriend. He was working on something that I worked, a project that I worked on, and we didn't talk. I mean, it was a professional situation. And so when it went non-professional, when we went, there's something so hot about that. And I'm still getting off on that, where it's like, we once had to be appropriate with each other, and now we're finally and it's sort of the same. I mean, not the same.
Was he your superior in this situation?
No, but it was not. Equal. Yeah. I mean, it was just both of us would have been in trouble if there had been.
Okay.
Yeah. But
there is true. There is the dynamic power play. We cannot get away from women wanting. The man with power. It's sexy. It is.
Yeah. And also the forbidden.
It's the forbidden. I think more than the power. Thing because it's just so inappropriate.
Right, exactly. That's why Menace used to sleep with all of his assistants and stuff.
All the time. No, I wanted to ask you though, but on the thing where it became more than just a working relationship, what was that moment? Did you guys went out drinking or what?
Or, they don't drink.
Because that usually
great
happens.
Question. Yeah, no, what happened was I was under the impression that he was married. And because that's what he told me. And
weird.
So I we had a very fun loving, sort of, work environment. And so I would shamelessly flirt with him because I thought it was safe, nothing graphic, but just hey, handsome, stuff like that. And finally at the end, when the job was over, he reached out to me and was like, I'm actually going through a divorce and would you like to go out sometime? And I was like, my mind blew, know what I mean? Cause I never thought I could have it. I mean, I was like, oh my God.
And then he blew.
Yeah. Many times.
Oh my God. I love this. Yeah. So can we go back to your fantasy? So, because I think a lot of times I've always seen women, and men, but men have seemed to have an easier time just whipping up fantasies in their head. Usually it's past things that have happened or what is it, Menace?
It's
what
do you guys, porn.
It's not past things. But with women in our heads, do you have a go-to? Did you always have fantasies?
Okay. Yes, but I can't. I wish I could have a nice just fantasy. It has to be with the person I'm with. I have had fantasies where it's not with the person I'm with, and I know the relationship is over at
that point.
Right,
okay, exactly.
Because the other thing is, as a woman, unless I'm, thinking about Clive Owen, which, by the way, Clive, if you're out there, we can make it happen. But unless I'm thinking about Clive Owen, I want to make the fantasy happen. The person that I'm thinking about is accessible in some way.
Okay, right. What about when you're masturbating? What do you think about?
I'm in a new relationship, so that's what I think about.
Okay, a year
every
ago.
Time.
Mm-hmm. A year ago. How about when you're not in a relationship? Do you have a go-to fantasy?
I have some go-to sites that I go to.
Oh, okay. Wow. What? Oh, share that. That would be interesting.
Oh God.
YouPorn.
Well, okay, so it's super embarrassing, but it's so embarrassing.
Do it. I
read erotica, but it's not Norman Mailer. It's not literary. It's very Penthouse Forum-y.
We're down with that. That's
More for women, so they don't say stuff like meat pole and blood stick and stuff like that.
So you read to get it.
Yeah, it's a lot more it's more on the Danielle Steele end of it. It's very embarrassing.
No, but that's why they make it. That's why she makes a bazillion dollars.
I've been to her house. It is insane.
Danielle Steele?
Me too.
Yeah. God.
It's crazy.
I used to masturbate for months to Twilight. I was reading Twilight, and that was so arousing for me.
Yeah, you didn't even need the 50 Shades.
I know, exactly.
No. Sorry, what were you? I was just going to. Like,
oh,
yeah. Go. What gets you off, basically?
Daniel Steele.
Oh, I just talked about that. But what I was going to say is when I was on the medication, I would read the erotica too, because that was kind of the only thing that worked. I mean, a little like you porn stuff.
A little bit.
But yeah, no, I remember, I don't know if you guys remember, like when you were 12 and 13 and first reading that stuff. Wifey, right. The Judy Blume book, Forever.
Yeah, Forever.
I still remember that she named the penis Ralph.
Oh, I didn't remember.
Because I
that.
Always hated that name, and I was like, that's the wrong name. And then I don't know if you ever read this book, Lace. It was really big in like the 80s.
No.
And I just remember mind blown.
But did you masturbate to that?
Yes.
I was going to ask you guys these questions. So when did you first, so tell me about that. Was it the first time you masturbated or?
I remember that, I don't know if that was the first, but it was definitely in that era. We also had not a jacuzzi, but it was like a thing called a jacuzzi. It's a portable thing. I don't even know if these are around anymore, and that you put it in the bathtub. 80s.
Yeah, and it turns
very
into 80s. So that hit your clitoris. Yes. That's so common to women. Like that have their first orgasm.
It's the magic wand and water.
Yeah. It is the magic wand and water. Yeah. So that, and that was, how old were you?
Like 12, I think that was the year, the first year I drank. That was the year.
And then you were like, wow. And then you.
Yes. And then it was like, it was so easy to get off. There was like, you know, just with my hand, there was no vibrator or anything like that. Yeah.
That's amazing. Because I mean, I've shared this a lot, but I never masturbated once. Never had an orgasm until I was 20. It didn't even occur to me.
Amazing. What? I love it.
No, never came up. Never had a shower, but hit me in some odd random way where it would have hit my clitoris and I'd have an orgasm. But.
It
pisses me off too.
I have a thing about that, which is, you know, you do not talk. Maybe Daniel is different. I did not talk to my friends about it.
No.
And I thought, God, it's so crazy that I have this thing that like none of them have, because I couldn't even picture.
Because how would
them.
You know? Right? You couldn't Google it. You didn't. It was a different world.
And, it was a different world. Yeah.
And so, what about you, Daniel? When you first
so I started. I don't. You know, I apologize in advance if this is jarring. I started masturbating at 3. I don't want everyone to get upset. Apparently, it's very common when people come from a chaotic household, which I did. It's a self-soothing thing. Right. Yeah. So because of that, I started masturbating with a pillow as like a grinding
thing. Oh, I did
thing.
That, yeah.
Okay, I never really graduated. Much like college, I didn't really graduate. And so that's still my preferred method. Now, I have two kinds of masturbation that I do. One is when I'm by myself and it's like due diligence, like I got to get someplace, I'm running late, like that thing. And then I have the sensual, like, you know, I'm on the phone, well, I'm text with my boyfriend or we're having sex. That is more like, why did I just say sex so quiet? We're having sex.
You can't say that on the show.
That I use, you know, that I do this more traditional way, but I can't traditionally masturbate.
Can you please break those down for us after we take a quick break for our sponsors? I want to come back and hear those two different ways you masturbate.
Okay.
Rocks my
world. Cliffhanger.
Yeah. Cliffhanger. It's called a teaser. Do you like that? It's called a teaser.
It's a pillow hanger.
But let me ask you a question, though, you guys. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. You guys, Adam and Eve, they got everything on their site. Plus, you get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order, because I hate when people gouge you for friggin' shipping. Mm-hmm. 10 free gifts. It's so easy. Go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It can be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, a little game to spice up your relationship when you ask each other questions what you want in bed because you guys can't talk to each other. They've got lots of stuff like that there. Check it out. Enter offer code Emily. You'll get 10 free gifts. Go to adamandeve.com today. All you got to get is one item and you get 10 free gifts. Hello, what is the risk there? None. That's Emily at adamandeve.com. Quick question. Is anyone else starving right now? I mean, seriously, my days are so busy. I'm constantly running around from meeting to the office, to the studio. I never have time to shop or get food. You guys always hear me talk about that. So how am I supposed to stock up on healthy snacks? And I love to snack. In fact, I think I only snack. That's why I'm so excited about Graze.com. Have you heard of Graze.com? Let me tell you this. It's a snack service that delivers tasty, nutritious snacks right to your work or home. And each box is customized to your taste preferences. You can, like, tell them what you like. And they have dietary requirements. Plus, all Graze snacks come in perfectly portioned packs, great for munching on the go. And if you're anything like me, you probably crave a little variety in your snack drawer, right? Well, Graze.com lets you pick from over 100 handcrafted snack creations to satisfy any craving. My personal favorites, the whole grain banana shortbread dippers, only 150 calories, and the punchy protein snacks. They have a little chili lime twist. They have 7 grams of protein. You'll love all this stuff. Really, you got to check it out. All their snacks are approved by their in-house nutritionist and contain no GMOs, artificial flavors, or trans fats. So you can actually feel good about what you're eating. And they only range from $6.99 to $11.99 per box. Not bad, right? Totally worth it. Go to graze.com. That's graze.com. And get your first box free. What have you got to lose except for nothing? Because then you have something to eat. So go there. That's graze.com, code Emily. Okay, Danielle, tell me about the pillow masturbation.
Well, the pillow sort of gradually, like sometimes I still use a pillow.
Is that your stomach?
Yeah, like in between my legs. Right. Yeah.
Are you lying on your side?
Sometimes I'm lying on my side. Sometimes I am upright, riding it, which is embarrassing.
No, not at all.
It is. It's weird. Not,
so
it's weird.
You're like grinding on top of it?
Yeah, I love that you're whispering that.
Yeah, it would only be embarrassing if somebody walked in and
what's
watched,
funny is that what I was embarrassed
about. The pillow
about,
feels the pressure. It's like a wedge, like the sex wedge or something. But do you want a liberator? I feel like we should give her a liberator.
Oh, I
but
would
that's
love
only
that.
For sex, right? That's not for masturbation, or is
oh,
it?
Oh, it can totally be for masturbation. It'll probably your pelvis up, because I think that's
Danielle's
what you're
birthday
doing.
Is coming
I would
up.
Probably like it. It is.
Yeah.
It is. Well,
I see you have your Vesper.
I do. I have my Crave vibrator on, which I love.
Oh, I want one of those.
That's your birthday present wrapped up that's still in my
I've
car.
Been hearing about this birthday present.
I know, and it wasn't a lie. Like, yeah. I actually wrapped it, and there's two other things, sorry, in there.
It's great.
I gave you a thing. Yeah.
Let me tell you what, I just want to say that this Crave vibrator is not only great for vibration while you're driving, but it is the most amazing conversation starter on the planet, and I've got to tell several strangers that I hosted the AVNs just because they asked me what this is.
Oh, my God, I nice. Love
you know,
that.
I was like, it's a bragging right.
It's
like,
called the Vesper.
Best necklace.
I know, it's called a Vesper. It's go to lovecrave.com, use code Emily, and you get free shipping. It's the most, I know.
Can you hear
it? They've heard me talk about this for months, and literally, people stop me on the street. They're like, look what I got. And then my hustler workshop people were, yeah, it's part of your birthday present.
Can't wait.
With a bow.
Can't wait.
I know you probably think I'm one of those people who lie and say a birthday present for you, but
yeah,
I really
you
do.
Never lie. I can picture myself wearing it already.
I'm not a lie. Okay.
So I can't. So I couldn't have an orgasm just from putting something like the Crave necklace between my legs. But what I could do is I could put the Crave necklace between my legs and a pillow underneath it and use the grinding and the thing. I used to love this thing called the Butterfly.
Oh, I know the butterfly.
I've never really found a good replacement
butterfly
for it.
Butterfly kiss? Is it insertion? Or
no,
the one
it's
that, the
straps on.
That was one of my first vibrators. It goes around your waist.
Yes.
And the butterfly
and
is like under
your so much trouble. Like,
I know.
It kind of is. And I, yeah, it's, I never were able to find a good replacement for it.
Did it go out of business or something?
No, it's still around.
No, it's still around, but it just, I don't know. Anyway, it just worked in a time and a place. But yeah, so that's pretty much that.
Okay. Do you use vibrators?
I do sometimes, yeah. Okay. But I can rarely have an orgasm from just a vibrator. I have to have something in
like
me.
Like a penis.
Yeah, like a
or,
penis.
Or an insertion
even,
vibrator.
Yeah, even and...
Clitoral?
Go ahead.
Even magic wand?
I don't do the magic wand.
Because it can destroy
yes,
you
and
for
I already,
ever coming from sex.
It doesn't, though. It hasn't me. Has it
no, but I worried
but
about it.
But I'm orgasmically challenged as it is.
Well, I think that with those years before, when I was on that medication, that was my only hope. And it started, I don't know, then I had a mental thing. Oh, it was like cocaine. I threw it away. And then I went and got another one.
Oh, my God.
Yes, because I was actually like, this is destroying any chance of me ever having an orgasm with another person.
But then you were like, I need to have an orgasm.
Yes.
Talking about what I preach.
Do you know that it's rechargeable now and they just came out without the cord?
I think that's amazing.
Remember remember you wanted to go on a hike the other day? I was like, I want to go, but I have to run home and get a toy.
Yes.
I had to go run home and get that because it's rechargeable now out of the wall.
You needed it for the hike?
Next time.
That's how addictive it is.
We were shooting videos in the office, and Anna was like, I'm like, I gotta run home and get a toy.
What kind of videos are you shooting in the office?
We actually did a really funny one yesterday with it because the magic wand is now, it used to be plugged in the wall, now it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So
that's revolutionary
it
that you
really
don't need
is.
A plug.
You guys, it's amazing. You can bring it camping. Hiking.
It's the number one vibrator that all my friends use. So don't listen to me. I'm just like so, you know.
Use code Emily at goodvibes.com.
Yeah.
Get one? Okay, so I want to know, you guys, what... you can ask a question?
No. I was,
he was drifting off into this world.
There was something going on in his head, I think.
I want to know, this is what I want to know. If you guys had any, like, what you've learned now, what would be some sex tips that you would impart to your younger self?
Oh,
like,
God.
What you know now that you didn't know then? And it can be like, about your own body or about what you wish men knew, you could tell men, I mean, just anything.
Well, what I would say is it took me a while to get liberated around certain parts of sex that have been so freeing. Like, for me personally, I don't think it's okay for me to be afraid of cum. It's a very limit, like, it cuts me off. It's not about the guy. It cuts me off to the connection and the sexual experience. If I'm like, oh, could you just come over there?
Oh, so you used to not swallow.
I used to just be freaked out by the whole thing. Like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to like this? Like, you know, and so what I did is I don't know if I forced, but, like, I got to a place where I realized how much men like to, for instance, come on the face, right?
Facials.
Right. Once I connected that turn them on so much, I could get turned on by it. And now, I don't even need them to really care. I like it on my own.
Right. You learn to love the semen, the blowjob, and the penis.
And right. And not for them, for me.
Like smoking cigarettes. You hated the first one.
I hated the first pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. But absolutely. And what it did is, again, I want to reiterate, it wasn't for them. Well, I thought it was, but it opened up all of my doors.
Okay, I would like you to explain this more, because there's a lot of women listening to the show, and men, who have partners, and women who don't like blowjobs. They think they don't. They think they can't
Men
go,
who right? don't like to go down, which right. is totally freaks me
so
out.
So you did this, me too. But you did this transformation where you actually got into it, and yeah. you learned to love it for yeah. your own time, because it made you feel empowered and sexy, and you knew you would, it, and you enjoy it.
Exactly. If you
This can change people.
Yeah, if you understand how much... I was with, you know, if you understand how much men love that, certain men, then you can understand why you should love it.
Right.
Because it makes, I don't want to say it ups your value, that's so gross, but I mean, like, then it makes them more open. Right. Like, I have such a sexually open relationship because I'm so open, and so it's made him open. He wasn't open before, he was in, you know... a thousand-year marriage, right. you know, and he's opened up because I'm open,
right?
You know, and so now I'm getting stuff. I'm getting amazing stuff from his openness. So it really, it's not about, you know,
give and take. I get it. Like, you're open, he's open. It
balls is another thing. I feel like people got to get on board with. I know. Anna's gonna look at me and go, I don't.
Not at all. Wait, can I jump in?
Yeah. Please.
No, all I was going to say is I've always loved it. I didn't have to learn.
Like, blowjobs, yeah.
No, just like men coming. Like,
that's great.
Yeah,
right.
Always.
It's a like, Jewish thing because someone told me it was. I was like,
Danielle is a Jewish.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I did not like it. I was just scared. Like, I didn't know what was happening.
No, I get
happening,
it. You're like,
you know?
Right.
What is this?
It was my first podcast. Go ahead, I'll tell you after. Okay,
but so yeah, no, just I've always liked it. I think I've just always been so turned on by the idea of a guy being so turned on. I mean, it's interesting because it does sort of connect to my like college professor fantasy. It's like I cannot control my attraction. Like yes. that's what does it for me.
Yeah, agreed.
And so I've always. I've just always been super turned on by it and, like, always kind of used to... Again, like, this was when I couldn't really orgasm from sex or when I was sort of trying to keep things relatively innocent because I don't sleep with people right away. So I would always do the, like, mutual masto thing. I'd be like, oh, hey... Madison's nodding.
We always do the mutual movie, yeah.
Like, you know what? And I would just get so turned on with that. It still happens.
Can I piggyback off that on a sex tip for men?
Please, yeah. Because I wanted to get into some tips.
Because
yeah,
this is something that I think is really important. You just said it. What men seem to not understand about women in the bedroom and outside, that they just want to feel worshipped. They just want to feel special. Even if you don't, I don't care how you really feel. Just act. If you want me to be like a slut for you in the bedroom and be open, then you have to pretend that you want me more than anything. And if you do that, you are going to get everything you want. You know, but you can't go in trepidatiously and be like, I don't really like to eat pussy, and then expect me to give you a blowjob. It's not about eye for eye. It's just about, like, if you don't want to put your face up in it, then I'm like, we're disconnected already. So you just, if you make the girl you're with feel like she is, like, you can't even take the attraction, right. Even, you know, even if just to get a good blowjob out of it, it's worth, you know.
Tell her she's hot. Right.
It's better than an Academy Award.
I would love to go back to one thing about sexual fantasies and masturbation. I don't want to get you off the track. But, like, I will say, that I have a guy that whenever I'm not dating somebody, I mean, 6 years, my go-to fantasy.
Always pull up like one time with him, or is his face his thing? His
well, penis. He was the college professor guy. Everything. It was everything. Okay. Like, it was just, for whatever reason, the most sexually gratifying mm-hmm. experience.
Where is he, and how do we find him for you?
No, that man was his God-given gift. Like, what he can do is not
how
just...
How did you hook up with him?
It's actually kind of a great story, but I don't want to get you too off track.
It was on referral, wasn't it?
It was. I had a friend who had dated him who said, it's just too weird for me to set you up because I dated him, but like find him and like ask, he was sort of in the same field, ask him if he wants to meet. And so it was like one of those things.
Isn't that illegal on campus or no? Not really? Like if
he wasn't my teacher. Oh, okay. This was like when I lived in New York.
Oh, I got it. He was a professor. Okay, got it.
And then, and there's the quick thing. So we go to coffee and I'm like, yeah, he's all, whatever, he's cute. And he mentions that he has a girlfriend. I was like, what am I doing here? And then he mentions that his girlfriend has a boyfriend. And then he mentions that...
he's open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't get involved in this. And so then we were leaving and he's like getting on the subway and he goes, so let's go for a drink. And I go, yeah, I don't drink. And he's like, cool, I'll come over. I'm going to cook you dinner and come over. And so suddenly I found myself in this thing that was just...
Wow. So I love that that was your thing that kept
How long did that last for?
Well, I never wanted to actually make him my boyfriend, not just because of his situation, but it just for different reasons. And so it could last like, you know, a couple years on and off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it. I like those ones you still have his number.
Yeah.
And can you pass it along?
Yeah, I know. I should.
Pay
I should give it out for the
I'm
women here.
Emily wants it.
But let's talk about this, about worshiping the female, because this kind of reminds me, Metis, I know what you're thinking about the compliment thing. I used to say, joke on the show, I'm like, compliment her 20 times a day.
Yep.
10 times a day. And Metis would be like, come on, then she's going to know that you're really into her and blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
no, it's just like, I don't know, some guys.
It gives him the upper hand or whatever. But like,
no. There's,
feel,
yes.
Yeah, no, but then, I'm with Menace.
You get walked all over.
Hold on.
And then the woman becomes disinterested in you.
Anna has a thing. But
you don't like compliments? Like, I
want
to know.
No, she doesn't want too many compliments.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yes. I'm not saying never compliments her, but 20 times a day is excessive.
Well, fake comments, like this guy I was dating, his reaction was, hi, beautiful, every time he called me. Hey, beautiful, beautiful. And in the middle of the subject, beautiful. I mean, we went out twice.
Every guy that I've met that she's hooked up with is pretty much a douchebag. So
dude,
I wouldn't be like...
that is so not true. You've not met anyone I've hooked up with.
I've met...
Two.
I've met more than two, and the douchebag level is, like, crazy.
What level would you put yourself
at? Only met two.
At a douchebag level? Hopefully... At least, like,
what's your friggin'
four
point?
Or five.
It's not true.
I'm just saying that judgment on dudes are not that great.
Well, we're similar in that way, at least.
I'm not saying I make the best decisions always, but I think that you're quick to judge people.
I want to clarify.
And you're protective.
I want to clarify that there are two. I think we could all agree on this if we make a clarification, which is that I don't want a ton of compliments for a guy I'm not into. I also don't want a dozen roses on our first or second date. That means nothing because it looks insincere. What I don't want, I love you every time we get off the phone. I don't want, hey, beautiful, every time. You know, I want it to feel sincere. So,
like, you really, like, you look at me, you're like, wow, you look great. I love that shirt. Be specific. You know, something
but
like you notice. Your
my
eyes
boyfriend
are-
tells me all the time, and I love it and can't get enough of it.
What does he
but
tell
I
you?
He's just like, I love you, you're gorgeous, I love what you're wearing. Like, you know.
And you know it's real.
Yeah, and if he goes, hey, beautiful, hey, gorgeous, we're in and into it enough now that I believe
when
it.
When it's prematurely complimenting you and it's too much, I understand it can be overboard. Yes. But what we were talking about earlier, though, too, is like just sexually, just having that. You don't want to feel desired in the bedroom, like you're so hot. Like, if you get naked with the guy for the first time, don't you want to be like, God, your body is so
hot? Absolutely. But I will say, the like, for me, it's like it means so much, like, you know, they meant it because they're not somebody who does it all the time. That's great.
But what about, like, let's rewind to your last relationship and like, if you guys, like, you're a couple months into it and you were like totally like so into him, if he had switched from how he was in the first couple of months and all of a sudden went like, God, you're gorgeous, God, you're this, and kept going, you would love it.
No, I mean, he was very complimentary.
Okay.
But it just was not constant, and it meant so much when it was.
Okay, I got it. Let's
see,
move on
that's
from this
what
topic.
I'm talking about. Right?
I got it. Okay. You don't overdo it, but it was just because there's a lot of men who I think just withhold it all. And
yep.
Sometimes, so there's a fine line.
And I think first time in bed, you're right. be marveling.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, then you're going to get, we're all going to get what we want. And I do it too. I'm like, oh, your penis is smaller than I thought, but we're going to have a good time now.
Yeah. And don't worry about women having the upper hand. It's like, we can have children. We always have the upper hand. So just worship us.
Yeah, no. Exactly. We guys know that you're in charge, but just pretend that, you know, we have okay. some power right. in the
well,
relationship.
Well, Anna, what would be your one sex tip to men if you could give them one tip now? Because yours was more of the worshiping in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Did you give your one tip?
Well, I mean, that I would second that one. You know, I think just like those men who think that like, let's say oral sex is a skill that they have, remember that it is not like
across the board.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, I'm a good writer, so I'm always going to write in this way. You are right. Like, it's like writing an article for a different audience every single time.
Exactly.
So feel her out, so to speak. See what she likes. It's so obvious when someone's just kind of like, I know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to do that.
It's I'm
like,
on the letter G with my tongue. Right. Yeah,
do we talk about pack a lunch down there? Did we talk about that?
No, go.
I've had
I love oral sex.
It's just piggybacking what you said because I've had at least 3 guys in my lifetime be like, I love deep pussy so much, I'll fucking pack a lunch down there. And it's like, what you just
said. You will get nowhere near me.
Yeah. I do not want you to be down there so long that you need to take a lunch break. Because now you're doing it wrong. 2, I don't want the idea of food near my vagina is disgusting. Mm-hmm. And also, why are you talking about, like, I just picture a construction worker with like a metal lunchbox. It's just like.
I've never heard that.
Oh my God, it's happened. Who said it to you?
I've had a few people say that to me over my lifetime.
The last guy that I met that she hooked up with sounds like a dude that would totally say that.
Why, you're so ragging on her right now.
No, I'm just keeping it real.
I'm curious who the last one you met was.
That guy that was.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
Okay. He was awesome. Not the one whose car I crashed.
No. Oh. No.
But that Danielle's point brings
so
me to.
Men's in the car.
I know, it was terrible.
Story for another time. Yes. I want to hear it.
Okay.
But the men who talk about how much they love doing it. Chill out.
Yeah.
Because it kind of goes back to the worship thing. I want to think you really love doing it to me, not that it's just your general, like,
right, of
love.
Course. But I do think something that men can say is a lot of women do worry that he doesn't want to be down there.
Yes.
Security. Maybe I'm trying to younger women, like, do I smell bad?
Definitely.
Bad? And I think when a guy says, I don't want to bring you lunch, but he's like, babe, I just relax. Like, I just love being here.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I've got all night. How about I've got all night and no snacks?
Yeah, I like that.
I like I've got all night or I'm not going anywhere.
Or I'm convinced my boyfriend likes it more than I do.
Yeah, and there that's are some amazing. Men who love it. I hear from men all the time. We're like, why won't my wife let me or a partner? Okay, guys, what's the best? Can you describe the best sex you've ever had?
Go, Anna.
Well, I just did. I mean, it was that one.
Yeah. Why?
Oh, well,
is the power because the
I want to meet this guy.
Yeah. No, that guy, unfortunately, he's not a sex teacher, and he should be.
But, like, was there a particular moment or thing that happened sexually?
Oh, yes. Like, so he had written this story about and I'm not even necessarily into this, about tying women up with this certain belt and how he had to drill a hole in the belt to make it work for her hands. Menace, are you taking mental notes?
Yes, I am.
And so he wrote this story, and then he came over for that time to make me dinner, and I realized he was wearing that belt. And then
hot.
And then he
foreshadowing.
So he did do I'd sort of been tied up, but like by people who didn't know what they were doing. And he's like, "Your safe word," and I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm really living. I'm getting a safe word. I can't believe it." And he did this thing where he blindfolded me, and then he was like, "The only rule is you cannot beg." And so then he would like come in the room and kiss me and leave. Then he would come in the room and sort of like touch me and leave. And I'd be like,
"Oh, it was S&M-y."
Yes. Yeah. And I would be like, "Come back." And he's like, "Nope, because you did that, I'm waiting." And it was like so
teasing,
hot,
and then building and the arousal.
And then he would not have sex with me that night, which was all part of it. And so then the next time we met, he's like, "I'm making you lunch. Come over." And the minute I walked in his apartment, he just attacked me.
He's very calculated though in his way because he knew he'd sex me right at work.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's hot. Yeah, okay, now that's my new fantasy to go to. But I don't.
You can take it.
I don't fantasize. Well, you know, we'll see.
What?
Okay, I don't fantasize about you per se. I haven't.
You haven't? No, but I thought you meant in general.
No particular fantasy. I put my face there on top of yours.
Well, good.
Danielle?
Well, I think I would have to say that you know, there really isn't anything hotter from somebody. I don't know if this is my weird validation thing, but there really isn't anything hotter than being the first piece of pussy from a guy who's getting out of a 17-year relationship.
Oh, that is hot.
Yeah, it's almost like he's fucking a guy out of prison.
Yeah.
It's
just like, he must be so excited.
Oh my God.
It was so amazing. You know, it's amazing on the mental and physical level, which it's always mental and physical, but I mean, like, it's there's fantasy, there's, you know, the first time, and also there's like this feeling of like I'm doing like God's work and you know, like I'm being of service, and so like it just worked for me on all levels, and so that was pretty mind-blowing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
One more question then emails real quick. One thing you've always wanted to try in bed but have not yet.
Well, I think I've talked about this before. I did anal when I used to do drugs, but I have never done it sober, and I really want to.
Lots of lube?
Yep,
lots of
that's
lube.
What I keep
slowly
hearing.
Slowly ease into it. I'll give you some lube.
What about an enema?
No, you don't need to have an enema.
Anna can't take this.
No, you need to, like, just make sure you have, like, a light lunch a day. Your bowel's empty. You'll be fine.
But what's a light lunch? Because, like, if I have, like, a salad, that's raw vegetables.
Well, make sure you go to the bathroom
before that. Okay.
Anna, porn stars say, like, bread and water or something.
Okay.
Anna can't take it.
When I was on Attack of the Show, I would get anal sex questions all the time, and I still get mail from men who were like, I can't believe how anti-anal you were. And I realized it's sort of like we talk about, like, there are many ways to get sober. Like, just because I would never do it does not mean that it's okay for me to, like, put that on any of my opinions.
But it just grosses you out. That's fine.
Yeah, I have, like, ass things. It's like LSD. I never needed to try it to know I hated it.
Right.
You know?
Okay, got it. But did you give us your, okay.
What would you do?
Oh, that I haven't?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything that I haven't done that I would want to do.
Great. So wow. You're filled. Okay, let's move into emails. You guys help me answer
anything? I'm ready.
Sure.
Okay. Hi, Emily. I have a bit of a problem that you may have addressed previously, but I really need someone to expand upon. I've been at my current job obsessing over every aspect of it for the last 3 years and rose from the role of extra hand on deck to the CEO's assistant. Problem is, about a month ago, I led into temptation and had my way with the boss. Late 30s, married with children. He's been a mentor and huge part of my life for several years, and I have feelings for him. He's been talking about leaving his wife for me the last few months, and it's almost like we're in a boyfriend-girlfriend-like relationship. My company is failing due to issues outside his control, and it's destroying me to know I may not be with him daily soon. What do I do? She's a female. She's 22.
Oh my God, get the hell out of there. That is a disaster.
Except that you remember how impossible it was to get out of things when you were 22 and that deep in?
Because you think it's you like it's you don't love, you're going to love no one.
You think you he's going to leave the wife.
Well, not only that, you have no pain to reference. Like,
right.
That's the only thing that gets me out of situations is that I've been through such gnarly pain that I can go, I don't want to go through that again.
Yeah, yeah.
She almost needs to, so she's in a crappy situation, but if she can't wedge herself out of it, which I completely understand, then she may just need to walk through it and deal with the pain, because she's going to get hurt. She's going to get hurt no matter
what. He's not going to leave his wife.
Even if he does, it's messy. Here's the thing that no one talks about.
His kids.
Not only that, he cheated on his wife with you. That means he's going to cheat on you with somebody else eventually.
Like, right?
Yes.
Right.
You know, and you don't care right now because you're so hot for him, but, like, you know, it's just not, it's beyond, like, impossible. It's just, it's possible and it's bad.
But everything surrounding it is really
it's so
bad,
seductive,
too.
So seductive, yeah.
Which well, is
it's
why it's such a turn on.
Which it totally plays into my professor fantasy,
exactly.
By the way. So it's super, super hot, but it's just got sort of disaster all over it.
I
will say, you know, I once got involved with a married man and it was the most painful thing of my life.
Same here.
But I remember being told, you got to do it until, like, this whole, like, don't call him, don't do this, don't, you know, is never going to work.
Right.
Because
she's going to be, I want to tell her to quit the job right now. If the company's failing, you should secure yourself and go get another job.
I do think that's a good recommendation.
But I don't think she's
But this whole, like, we can't do this anymore is, like, the biggest lie that two people tell each other.
Yeah,
you guys are talking so much sense right now. It's crazy.
Well, so here's, like, so if she wants the real direct advice, in my opinion, the real direct advice is find a new job, block him on everything, do not return his calls, done. That's what you should
that's
do.
What you
you're
should
not
do.
Gonna do it.
Yeah, you're not, that's what I'm saying.
But
like,
there's no other
this.
Way around it. The good news is, if she goes through, if she just keeps doing what she's doing, she's gonna get into so much unbelievable pain that she probably won't repeat this behavior.
Yeah.
So that
I never
that
did again.
Amazing, amazing
so
advice.
So it's a win-win, really.
Yeah. And so you're going to need a new job anyway and take care of yourself. And this guy's not leaving. You guys, that was killer.
Again, well, even if he did,
yeah,
he's going to cheat on you. Oh, and you're going to have to deal with the wife and the kids
and
the
custody. And you're going to be a stepmom.
Yeah. Possibly of four children.
At 22.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's not a job.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's do another one. Hi, I love your show. I've been listening for a while. I'm a 36-year-old girl living in Santa Monica, California. I've been on literally 500 dates and finally found a great, smart, and funny Jewish, very important to me, mm-hmm. guy. We've been dating since April. The chemistry is awesome, and so is the sex. He just dropped a bomb on me stating he's moving in 2 weeks. He's moving back to Austin, Texas. Said that finding a job here, he's a writer, has been a struggle. His mom's health is deteriorating, etc. What the heck? Do I even bring up anything about continuing this relationship or cut my losses? I'm so sad he's leaving. I also don't know how to see him over the next 2 weeks without crying all the time. Thanks so much, Kay.
Well, I got another one for that one.
Okay. Do you want to go first then?
Well, what I'm going to say is that I understand that the relationship is going amazing, but it's been about 3 months, which is that you're still in that honeymoon period. And let's look at the facts. He has an ailing mother who he feels so responsible for that he's going to move back to Austin to take care
of. But I don't think that's that unusual, that part.
I don't. But if you have a life in L.A., like
well, he does, and he's having a hard time getting writing
exactly,
jobs.
Exactly, and he's not going to get a writing job.
He's not getting in Austin.
So he's down on his luck, and his mother's dying. So you can't go to Austin with him. Let's just take that off the table.
I don't think she asked that, though, did she?
But no, I think she's saying, I don't know what I should do. I mean, what are you going
to
do?
Say goodbye.
Have a long-term relationship?
No, don't have a long-term relationship unless you want to move to Texas.
Yeah, right. I mean, sort of just to back Daniela up, it's sort of the same thing. And, you know, in a guy that would drop it like that after sort of like indulging in this fabulousness since April is, you know...
Desperate. He's desperate.
Well, and I was telling Danielle this morning that my therapist says red flags don't exist, but red flag.
Yeah.
Right. They don't exist. Why? Because we don't see them, so therefore...
No, my therapist just told me this week.
What?
Red flags are a misnomer because someone can do something once and never do it again. Someone cannot do something in the beginning and do it a lot later.
That's true.
It's true, but...
This is different because you only get once to do it.
But I will say that what's happening is that he's getting out of the 3 month, like, la-la land, nothing matters. Real life is setting in. He's got financial fear and his fear about his mother's health. And he's bailing. And it's just, it's not that he's a bad guy. It's not, it's just that you're getting on a sinking ship. You know, this guy needs to deal with his mother, get his life back on track, and then be ready, you know?
Right. She's been on 500 dates. She finally felt she found the one. We get it. We've all been there.
Here's what I will say. If you think he's the one, fucking move to Austin with him and take care of his mother with him. If you think he's the one, really, then that's what you should do. None of this long-distance relationship
shit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Unless
totally.
You see it. I don't know what kind of job you have, but that's true. You got to cut it. Again, same thing. Like, but it's going to be hard. You might cry.
But you can't know he's the one at 3 months. I don't think you can know he's the one at 6 months.
That's why I don't believe she should head into a whole long distance thing because then it'll still be great. That's just extending the whole period of getting to know someone when you're long distance.
Also, I do think this is a guy when he said, I'm leaving in 2 weeks. If he was like moving, there was an option. If continuing everything was an option, he certainly would have brought it up.
Yeah, I mean, this is obviously a desperate, fearful move. And a man that's in that position is not going to be a good partner because men need to feel like men in order to show up in a relationship. And this guy is not feeling like a man right now, even if he's into you.
Exactly. When men are suffering financially or jobs or creative, you know, their work-wise, it's hard for them to get it up and to want intercourse.
And it's interesting that the two emails are very related, like the man on the sinking ship.
Mm.
You know,
that's true. Oh my God!
I have
didn't think
so
about
many
that.
Like I, my whole dating life is a Titanic. I have been on so many sinking ships.
God, I mean, I don't know that I've been on sinking ships. Maybe I don't know. I sank them.
No, I mean, I feel like that. I have a thing.
I think Danielle subconsciously has sought it out.
Maybe. Yeah, I think that I'm...
Oh,
you know
how
they have,
like
you
drama.
Know, yeah, like, well, do you know how they have Captain Save-A-Ho? Have you heard of that? Yeah,
definitely.
I'm like the female version of that.
Really?
Yeah, even though I shouldn't be because I don't have any money and I have nothing to offer, but I somehow, like, I think subconsciously I feel like it's my duty to, like, save people and then it's like a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
So you think they're going to change?
It's a weird form of codependency.
Right. It's very
God, you guys are awesome. I love you guys being on the show. You just come back and we'll just do this like every day, all the time.
Any day.
Oftentimes.
One email that you did want to mention.
Oh, thank you very much from the last show. Anna was on my last show a few weeks ago, online dating. It was a very popular show. It was killer. And Anna, you could tell the story. Anna got a nice email after the show.
Very nice sounding guy. A nice email from a guy.
Cute.
Who was cute.
Yeah.
Who was coming here, who, you know, complimented me on, a, you know, what I said on the show.
Quoted her.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he was here last week and we were going to meet up. And then he's so nice. And it's not that. It's just I got a little overwhelmed by the emails and I couldn't. I just ended couldn't up not up. Do it. And so...
Cut to yesterday, right, Madison? I get an email because I've already vetted her email.
Yeah.
And Madison forwards my feedback and she goes, oh, here's a guy. Because I was joking in the office. I'm like, Anna gets a date from the show. I don't get dates from the show. And then Madison says, you don't read all the feedbacks right away. There are a lot of guys asking you out. I'm like, but this guy's super cute. Anyway, he emailed me as well. The same exact email that Anna got. The same exact picture.
Play on, same exact jokes.
I was like, so and at first I was like, this is familiar. And I click on the photo. I'm like, oh my God.
Dude, give me the email so I can send it to friends to use.
But that's not even true because then we also have the same, like, podcast.
We ended up on a date with the same man on the same day.
We were out with the same man on the same day.
I mean, you guys are both petite, really cute girls. You know what I mean? So you have, like, I understand why men would like both of you. It's a type thing.
What?
They were on the same show. Like, how do you expect them not to talk to each other?
Oh, that guy.
That's so dumb.
Right, exactly.
But I do want to say he seemed really nice.
He seemed so nice. Sometimes you should email Madison. Or just like, email Danny.
Yeah. I don't think men realize how much women talk.
Maybe not.
We talk to each other. We talk about everything.
Yeah.
And men don't. Men will get an email from a girl and not bring it up. He probably didn't think you guys would ever talk about it.
Right.
Dude, we talk about everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys are awesome. Okay, so Anna, where would you find you?
AnnaDavid.com, but I really don't do anything there. So After Party Magazine, and I do want to say Danielle is like the number two there who does everything. So if you were amused by her too, there's Danielle Stewart is all over that site.
I am.
It's a great site. And I actually read your site and I'm not sober.
Right.
But I think about
love it.
I love the idea of being sober.
Yeah, and it's anybody interested in being
healthy. It's a good idea.
It's really about just being healthy, because I think we all kind of, a lot of people walk the line, they're, you know, have questions about it.
One in three are mentally ill, but I'd argue one in one. Kidding, I mean, whatever. And also the podcast, After Party Pod. Download iTunes, Stitcher, all that.
Cool.
And then you can find me at DanielleStewart.com. Also, I've written almost 200 articles for After Party Magazine.
Yep.
And you can find me on Twitter at the Danny Stew, DanniStew.
Oh, okay. Menace, just Menace on Twitter, MENACE. And Instagram.
Like it's Menace. The first time you've done it.
I know.
Ever. It's hilarious.
I know. I love you. I love you, Menace. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being on the show. It was super fun. And thank you, Madison, for all you do and producing and being wonderful. Also, did I mention the New York thing that I'm going to be in New York? I'm going to be in New York September 18th to the 20th for the Sexual Health Expo. And I know a lot of you are like, oh, when are you coming to New York? I'm coming to New York. So come get tickets. I'll give you more information about that when it comes up. And was there anything else? We didn't know the workshop. We don't know. Okay. I love you all. Mm-hmm. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's All Sex with Emily. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, people, this is the deal. If you want to get yourself a special present and you have a penis or you have any special penises in your life, you should probably buy him a Fleshlight. It is the number one sex toy for men, and it is the only one that you want, because wouldn't it be amazing if you could actually have the feeling of having sex all the time, but maybe it sometimes feels better than sex? These are masturbation sleeves that are actually invented by NASA. This material, they all feel different. They have bumps and ridges, and it's just, you know, you wash it out and you mind blowing orgasms. And now they have the Fleshlight Go that like just came out today. That's even lighter weight, and you can take it with you on the go. Get it? But it's still discreet and awesome, and all the things you love about it. And I'm just telling you, we've been talking about this for almost 2 years on the show, and I've never had one guy say, "Why'd you make me buy a Fleshlight?" or "Why did you get encouraged me to buy it?" I hate it. Every guy's just been like, "Oh my God, it blows my mind." Different kinds of orgasms, use it with your partner, use it when you travel, use it just instead of your hand one day. So have a good time with it. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Fleshlight. Check it out. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.